We present Condition Purple by Peter Turnbull, adapted for radio by Stephen Mulrine. As the investigation into the murder of Stephanie Craigellachie continues, DCI Donoghue has uncovered some new evidence. Condition Purple.
Can I help you, sir? Looking for business.
Something special.
Got a light, pal. Looking for trade, sir.
Looking for business, sir.
Something special. Can I help you?
Yes. I think I'd still like to find out who Dino is. Well, I can't help feeling that we're leading ourselves up a blind alley. Especially in the light of this information. I'm relying on you, Ray, to put the pieces together here.
Oh?
However, let's have King's report first.
Well, sir, I've located another scratcher, as they call him. He was out bevying when I tried his place of work. But I'd like to interview him tomorrow, just for the sake of completion.
Mm-hmm.
His studio's a garden hut in Bridgeton, ankle deep in empty Buckfast bottles. She does seem to have gone down market for her tattoo. So, it's worth a try.
Good, yeah.
Mind if I ask when we got this new information, sir?
Some of it's been waiting for you, Ray. A photograph of a couple of Stephanie's friends and associates found in her wallet. The other was in my pigeonhole when I got back from Sylvester's. You know it.
The wine bar in the square, sir, yes.
Have a look at the photograph first.
Well, he's thickened up a bit, but he hasn't changed much in 10 years.
Nearer 12, Ray, from his last conviction. I thought you'd recognise him.
Jimmy the Rodent, they used to call him. James Maxwell Purdue. I didn't know he was back in circulation.
Still have 10 years for murder. Released 2 years ago. Kept quiet since then, I think, by his standards. These are his previous. DC King should have a look at them. He's probably got them by heart, Ray. Not to put too fine a point in it, he is a right evil Ned. Conviction for violent crime, done time in Peterhead and shot. You'll see he's a knife man, going by his form. Carves people up for a living, and finally murdered a girl.
That's what isn't in Purdue's file that bothers me. There's 3 sheets here, sir. That's extensive enough. Age 15 up to the murder conviction at 30.
Mm. Ray, you're looking thoughtful.
I was remembering, sir. A man carved up in front of his wife and kids. Every muscle slashed. Total cripple. You won't find that in there. Or the man in Cumberland Street. Nailed him to the floor, then set it on fire.
God almighty.
That was Pilgrim.
Oh yes, that was him. Couldn't be proved, but it was Jimmy the Rodent all right. We followed that animal's tracks across the city for months. Women no object either. 97 stab wounds in one girl. Another one kicked to death.
Yeah. The conviction eventually was for the murder of a so-called girlfriend in a pub in Polishaw's Road.
You think he might be a monster?
Uh-huh. Mad, bad and dangerous to know. I think we need to find out who this Tony is, for her own good. Bothwell's lifted prints from the cellophane packet. Quite a score of heroin if it was full.
So now he's pushing?
Either that, or delivering. I think they call them couriers. Either way, he's left enough dabs in what was once a large consignment of smack for us to be interested over and above any connection with Stephanie Craigellachie. What was uncut, by the way. Pure as the driven snow.
I wonder how a girl like Stephanie got hold of that amount of heroin.
Well, that's what we have to find out. This is where we earn our crust.
And we can assume Dino and the black team are side issues?
Just stones we turned over along the way. I don't think we can assume anything. I'm sure Ray will confirm that.
Indeed.
The black team may be nothing more than a gang of female muggers, but we're still interested in them. Those girls working the street are vulnerable enough without being rolled by their own alumni. And the black team might well be up to the collective oaksters in Stephanie Craigellachie's murder.
I'll hang on to Purdue's file just now, sir, if that's okay.
Yeah, of course. Oh, there's some copies of the photograph. Purdue and Tony. Montgomery can ask around. When does he come on?
Well, this is his day off, sir.
I'll wait outside if you like.
Oh, if you don't mind, Malcolm. We're not allowed to entertain friends on the premises.
Well, I don't think she's spotted us yet. Anyway, is that all I am? Just a friend? Thought I was more than that.
You know what I mean. By the way, where are we going?
Well, I thought a meal, a drink, and then either my place or yours.
Hmm, sounds fun. Better make it your place. You've got the Scrabble.
I'll wait for you across the road. I'm afraid this will be my last night out for the next four, Colette. I'm working a split tomorrow, then I've got three night shifts.
A split?
11 till 2, 7 till 11. It's murder. How's the Chinese?
Oh, great. What about something sweet and sour?
I could do a takeaway, whatever. That's it. Cloying.
What?
I was trying to think of a word earlier. I've got it now. Cloying. I had to visit a house in Bear's Den. Middle-aged couple, very overdressed. Looked as if they were just about to go out, but weren't, if you know what I mean. Anyway, I was trying to find a word to describe their relationship. That's it.
Cloying?
Yeah.
Meals on wheels, Sergeant.
You're rich.
How do you mean?
English idiom? Rich. It means...
I know what it means, Ray.
Well, you're always going on about the need for discretion. And here you are with a compromising tea tree in full view of everybody.
In full view of nobody, old Sussex. It's as quiet as the grave up here. And if you're going to be shocked, I'll just take it away again.
Cheers. Or whatever the Dutch is.
Prost, for the 10th time. So, what are you reading?
It's a file on one Jimmy the Rodent Purdue.
Hello, Spencer.
Ray, I'd like a word if it's convenient. The collator's just come up with something on Tony.
They're right there, sir.
It dawned on you. I told you you were taking a risk. No, I'll get the saint an example like.
Quite right, too.
This is either a gem or a spanner in the works, depending on how you look at it. From what the collator's just turned up, the girl in the photograph is Tony Durham, reported missing 7 days ago. Now, if Stephanie took the photograph, she must have known these two socially.
Or professionally.
Or professionally, yes. Jimmy the Rodent runs a black Mercedes. This is obviously his. And Stephanie was seen to show fear of a man in an expensive black car.
So he's the man who took her off the street and returned her after a bruising?
It would appear so. Jimmy the Rodent and Tony Durham were friendly enough to have a drink and a meal together at Sylvester's about 2 weeks ago, shortly before she disappeared. I think the case is beginning to shape up, Ray. And if we can summarise, we have a known felon, convictions for murder and assault, especially knife attacks. He's the known associate of one girl who has disappeared and another who's been murdered, significantly by stabbing. The murdered girl was a smackhead and had the remains of a large quantity of heroin on her person with Jimmy the Rodent's dabs on. Smells, doesn't it?
Like a pile of rotting leaves.
So, we need to locate Purdue. Have a chat with him. Let's talk to the girls in the street again. I'd like to know more about the black team. See if any of the girls have a line on Tony Durham's whereabouts.
Tony will be in a shallow grave somewhere.
I think she will too, Ray. So it'll be a double murder. Is Montgomery in yet?
Malcolm. Malcolm. You're awake.
Hmm? Yeah. What is it?
Have you always been a cop?
More or less.
What does that mean?
Means I was a student once.
Really?
Yeah. You're not the only one with an education, you know.
I studied law at Edinburgh. I was going to practice.
What? Till you got it right.
God, Colette. That joke's so old as pushing up daisies. No, it wasn't funny to start with.
Sorry. So why didn't you practice? I mean,
Didn't like lawyers. Smug, self-satisfied buggers mostly. I met guys who would tell you quite openly they were studying law for the sole reason that nobody's ever heard of a poor solicitor.
And is that a crime, your worship?
Maybe.
I suppose I told you I became a student because I wanted to take the sugar boat.
The sugar boat?
It's an old Greenock expression. It comes from the days when sailing ships used to bring sugar cane from the West Indies into Tate and Lyle's at Greenock and then go back out again. If somebody leaves town, you still see they've taken the sugar boat. I wanted to take the sugar boat. So here I am. Junior Honours History. The subject doesn't matter, as long as it gets me a ticket on that boat. I mean, the only thing to do in Greenock is get drunk and make babies.
That's different. That's surviving. The guys that drove me out of Edinburgh into Nestfeathering. I came back to Glasgow and became a cop because I love the city. Right?
Okay, Malcolm. I believe you. What time did you say your shift starts?
Oh, God!
No, just told me to be more discreet. No fraternising with the WPC.
I don't believe you.
No? Well, I had you worried. Anyway, we have an identity for the other girl now, Tony Durham. She's been reported missing.
Missing or murdered?
Who's to say? She might have upped and gone to London. She might be at the bottom of the Clyde.
You think Perdue's killed her?
Wouldn't surprise me in the slightest. I knew this turkey years ago.
Oh?
He's a pure animal. A knife man.
That's significant.
Well, only superficially. Her injury had the look of a lucky stab wound and the knife was left in the body.
You don't think that's his work?
He's a professional, Elka. An artist. If that was his work, then he must have been disturbed.
So there should be a witness somewhere.
If Stephanie's murder was down to Jimmy the Rodent, yes. And it would have to be somebody he was afraid of. I'll float that with Donoghue in the morning, I think.
I had a look at this while you were out. What is it?
Oh, it's Perdue's submission to the parole board. It's fascinating reading. I took Mandy for a wee drink. I took her to a bar in the south side. I had a heavy with a whiskey. I told him to stick ahead on the heavy. I was drinking all night. She looked at other men. We had a wee fight in the pub. I chipped her with a broken glass and cut her neck. It wasn't me, it was the drink. I took her out. Some guys followed. I still had the broken glass. I said I'd chip them too if they didn't back off. I flagged a taxi and put Mandy in. I got in and said, Rutherland. Mandy was making sounds. Well, it may not be great literature, but you can't put it down.
Let me see, Ray. I said I knew where there was a hut. She kept saying she was cold. I told her to shut up. I said I knew a shortcut because she was soaking my clothes and the police was looking for us. We had to cross the railway line. I said, don't worry, my darling, I will soon have a bandage on that cut. We had to go through nettles and brambles and over a fence. Then we went into a garden and into the hut. Mandy fell on the floor, so I lay on the mattress, which was there. In the morning, I was hungry. Mandy was still there. She hadn't moved and her eyes were open. I said, You daft wee bitch. I didn't chib you that hard and went to get some food. I got lifted 2 days later. I can't believe this. I know what I done wrong, but I'm brand new now, and if I get released, I will be okay. This is frightening. I can't believe it.
No, nor could the parole board. Pud, you got 10 years for the murder of Mandy McBride. She was aged 19, incidentally. He served every minute of it. No remission. The hall officer's report's in there somewhere as well. And it would amount to character assassination if it wasn't all true. He tried to chop a screw's head off with a metal tray. Got 4 years for serious assault. But it fell within the span of his 10 stretch, so he didn't notice it.
So he came out 2 years ago and disappeared?
In a nutshell, yes.
How are you going to set about finding him?
I thought I'd try Montgomery's snout.
Oh, yes. Tuesday noon.
You know him?
He's told me about him.
When was this?
I think it was when he asked me out.
You never told me.
Really? Must have slipped my mind.
Listen, nothing slips your mind. So what did you tell him?
I said I'd think about it.
And did you?
I can't remember.
So what was his line? His strategy?
Oh, something like, we need to get to know each other better to make a good team. He said he thought we had a natural affinity, a good rapport. I think he was implying that we could touch souls.
Did you believe him?
Really? I may be Dutch, but I'm not wearing clogs. What he really meant was that we could touch each other's flesh.
Well, that's a good line, though. I'll need to remember it.
And use it on whom? You haven't got his panache, old Sussex. Tell me more about Tuesday noon.
He's some old dosser, a Jake drinker. Montgomery meets him in a wine bar. I mean, a real one. Up near the Round Toll. I'll leave a note for Montgomery to make contact with him. Pardew's got a loud profile Tuesday, I'll know where he is if anybody does. So, it looks like your would-be soulmate's going to be busy. Donoghue's got plans for him as well, up round the square. Hello, Sussex. Thank you.
What was it?
Female corpse, partly clothed, evidence of violent assault, a derelict tenement in Finiston, been there a week or more.
Any identification?
Yes. Tony Durham.
I'm a woman. Something you wouldn't know about, son. We just don't have as many years to play with.
I am sure I knew Stephanie.
Yeah, I knew her.
We think she used to stand in the alley, just across there.
That was her. She was, what, early 20s?
Aye, something like that.
Time running out. If she didn't break out soon, she never would. She was headed for the bus station, or the green. God forbid.
So what do you know about her?
Listen, do you think you could switch that thing off? It makes me nervous.
No can do. Sorry.
Well, how about winding up your window or something?
Okay.
Ta.
Now, what do you know?
She was filled in a couple of days ago.
Found in the alley where throat slit from ear to ear. It's the talk of the square.
What about when she was alive?
She was okay. She'd come down and talk at the end of the night. You know, part of the crowd. Talking about what sort of shift we've had. Maybe spreading the money around.
Spreading the money?
Aye, I mean, if one girl's been rolled by a punter, had her money next, well, maybe chip in a tenner each. It's a dangerous job, this, Jim. More dangerous than being a cop.
See, there's nowhere for us to stash our taking, so by the end of the shift, we're getting into cars with strange men with a good few hundred quid in our handbags.
Aye.
That hour of the night's a fair chance to ask your money and know your body.
That's right. That's the first time I ever got talking to Stephanie.
Aye.
Everything had gone wrong for me that night. And I mean everything. First, a condom bursting me. And then there was a guy that wanted me to act like a 10-year-old girl. And when I told him where to go, he bounced my face off the dashboard a couple of times. I tell you, it was a long night. And then, at the end up, I was driven on to a gap site in the south side and rolled for my money.
Know what they say, Anne-Marie? Things happen in threes.
Oh, Jesus, you're really helpful at times.
So, where does Stephanie come in?
Well, I went back to the square, found the girls in a group, tell them what had happened, and saw Stephanie. I'd never spoken to her before, but she was the first to dip into her bag. Nice girl she was.
She was.
She usually stopped about 1 a.m, yeah?
Aye. Some girls drag it out to 5, but they start later. Stephanie came on at 6 and finished at 1. She'd swap notes and listen. She was the one told me about this violent guy in the big car.
Well, I remember that. She said just watch out for him and don't get in his motor.
What sort of car?
American. A big cream-coloured American job. Couldn't he miss it? See, Stephanie had got in, and this guy gave her a good doing. Didn't take her money. He just slapped her around because he didn't like working girls.
Yes, Stephanie warned us about him. See, some girls are dead spiteful. Some of them would just, like, take a doing and say nothing. Just stand there watching other girls get into the same car thinking, if I had to take it, she can as well. Mm-hmm. Stephanie wouldn't do that.
No.
So what happens after you've been attacked? You report it to us?
No point. Your word against his. No witnesses. You don't know his ID anyway. You get half of your life, you pick yourself up, have a good drink, and start work again.
You put it down to experience.
I see. Did Stephanie ever talk about a man called Dino?
Dino? No, not to me.
No, me neither. She did talk about a man, though.
Oh?
I seem to be her angel.
Some girls have got angels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, men are either good or bad. And see the streets. It's amazing how it brings out the good and bad in them.
You don't mean the God Squad. There are as many women as men in that.
No, I'm not talking about them.
They come up the square every Friday night, honing out leaflets, trying to get us to go to church. Nae harm to them, but singing hymns never paid the rent.
Or your supplier, eh?
Aye.
Anyway, tell me about the good guys.
Well, some guys want to protect you.
Pimps?
No, no, I don't mean them. See, I've got an angel. He's a businessman. Comes up to Glasgow maybe 2-3 times a month. The first time he came, he was just looking for a girl to take to dinner.
I sometimes it pays you to be well-dressed, because there's a chance you'll get offered a meal. Some of them just want a bit of female company, you know?
Aye, anyway, my angel looks me up when he's in town and hands me a wedge and says, right, Anne-Marie, that's you off the street for the next couple of nights. He's even offered me a job with his company down south.
Why didn't you take it?
I don't know. I wouldn't want to exploit him. You know, take advantage of him.
You don't think you're good enough to deserve a break?
I've got an angel as well. He wants to marry me. Says I remind him of his wife.
Yeah?
His late wife, I mean.
So, Stephanie had an angel, you think?
I never mentioned his name, though.
She knew a man with a black Mercedes.
She did. And he was no angel, take it from me.
He gave her a right going over.
She was on the street the next night, wearing dark glasses, hardly able to move her jaw.
Did she have a pimp?
Nah. Some girls do. Most don't. There's guys come up the street, just been made redundant, offer to watch your back for 10%. I mean, how can they watch your back when you're a mile away in somebody's motor?
So there was nobody watching Stephanie's back. Was the black team into you?
The black team's into everybody.
They've rolled you?
I once. I recognise them now, so I got off my mark.
Well, you'll need to point them out to us.
Nae chance. They're real hard women. And if we get rid of them, there's plenty of others that will move into the place.
That's no reason to let them get away with it. Do you know Stephanie ever get rolled by the black team?
Probably.
She did that a few weeks ago, I saw it. She was down on the ground, her wedge lifted, and the black team on their way before she knew what was happening. They weren't out to get her, eh? She was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. It happens.
Aye.
It happens. All right, another question.
Oh, come on. You're costing us money. There's a guy walking up and doing, getting impatient.
Okay, okay. Tony Durham. Does that name mean anything to you?
Aye.
Aye.
Well, what do you know about her?
I haven't seen her for a while, a couple of weeks maybe.
What do you know about her?
Listen, I wouldn't like to see.
Well, we can either talk here or in the detention room.
Okay. But you didn't get this for us, right?
And we're not giving evidence against her.
Agreed.
Tony Durham's a fixer. She's into everything that's going. The whole scene.
Scene?
The square, the massage parlours, videos.
Making videos?
Oh, aye. All you need is a room and a couple of lights, a system for taking copies, a few props like a bed, or maybe a whip made out of suede, or a toys. People to act in it. Kids when you can get them. You didn't know what was going on?
I imagine Vice know about it.
Anyway, you get asked to work as extras. They pay better if the action's for real. 2 men at once? Anything. They've got a studio in Scotston. A big tenement. Well, don't ask me where exactly. I was taken there by car. Tell it to keep my eyes down or I wouldn't be seeing anything. Ever. I really needed the money. So I agreed to do real action. I had to sleep in my front for a week afterwards. Never again.
Sometimes they use boys, you know, kids on the run for LSD schools. They keep them hidden, feed them, give them smokes. The boys call it flogging their donuts.
So what's Tony Durham do?
She's a talent scout. Looks for actresses. Only you don't need an equity card for her films.
She never acts in them herself. The big money's elsewhere.
Do you know where she stays?
No.
No. No, listen, we can't answer too many questions. She could fix it so we don't work.
She could fix us, period. So we haven't said a word about Tony Durham. Okay?
Understood. Thanks.
You're welcome.
So who actually found the body, sir?
Well, PC Hamilton called it in, but I understand it was a down and out, skippering in the building. Had his own room, I suppose you'd call it, on the top floor. Says he'd been on the road the past couple of weeks, just got back and finds this. He apparently passed the word to all the other inhabitants, and they were bailing out just as Hamilton rounded the corner. That's what caught his eye.
I can imagine. It must have looked like a rat's flitting.
Well, Hamilton sounded pretty sick. It seems he's a bit of a mess. Dr. Reynolds is on his way, and Elliot's been informed. I can't raise Montgomery. I presume he's still up at the square. But I think you ought to go out to the locus anyway, Ray. This is one for experience.
Yes, sir. I wonder why that always means bad experience.
He took his time, didn't he?
Aye, wasn't he interested?
So he was never going to leave. It's a surprise, young chap like that.
Just not interested in what we had to offer. Oh. Maybe yourself, though. You looking for business?
No, not really. I'm actually looking for somebody. Her name's Stephanie.
Oh, aye.
Do you know her?
No. And if you don't mind, some people have work today.
I'm sorry.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Listen, if you do see her, her name's Stephanie, right? Will you tell her? Please, would you tell her Dino was asking for? Dino. Support.
In Condition Purple, the cast was as follows. Detective Chief Inspector Donahue was played by Martin Cochran. Detective Sergeant Ray Sussock by Ralph Riech. Detective Constable King, John Buick. Detective Constable Montgomery, Frank Gallagher. Colette, Louise Beatty. WPC Elka Willems, Anne Louise Ross. First Woman, Wilma Duncan. Second Woman, Mamie Sterling. And Dino by Alexander Morton. Condition Purple was written by Peter Turnbull, adapted for radio by Stephen Mulrine, and produced in our Glasgow studios by Hamish Wilson.